Welcome to the Veritas Equipping Podcast, a podcast designed to provide insight, resources, and biblical wisdom. Our mission as Veritas Church is raise up mature disciples, send out everyday missionaries, glorify God. Join us as we pursue Jesus to become mature disciples and effective disciple makers for God's glory. Hey Veritas, this is Sam Anderson here with Michael Rhodes this morning here on the Beyond the Message podcast. Again, we like to spend some time on Monday morning recapping the message from yesterday and going through a couple of questions where we just talk through and go deeper in the text and give the preacher an opportunity to share some more insights and kind of follow up. I don't think Michael misspoke at all yesterday, so we don't have to clear up any of that stuff. No?
This is the Correct Our Heresy podcast.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, no, that's a
Not
subtitle,
Beyond the
actually.
Message, just yeah. Correct Our Heresy.
Beyond the Message, Correct Our... No. Michael, thanks again yesterday for opening up 2 Corinthians 4, 13 through 15. I love that we're working through this series right now, going through this book, and I feel like it's just been constantly a solid reminder of how simple it is for me to get off just a little bit and to make life about here and now, and week after week, just this bigger picture of the benefit of ministry for others and Paul's intentionality in pursuing relationship with people and really exalting Christ. So, Michael, yesterday, opening up your text, main point that you gave us yesterday right off the bat there was devotion to God results in speaking about God. So as always, when we talk through on Monday morning, say, hey, what else would you have expanded on or included if your message, if you had some more time?
Sure. Yeah, I think with three verses yesterday, I think the last time I preached, there was 18, and there was a lot there about the New Covenant and Old Covenant, all that kind of
Feast
stuff.
Feast or famine, right?
This one felt a little like, oh, this just feels more refreshing that there's not like... it's not like a crazy hard text with a bunch of controversy in it. So it's pretty like simple and almost a plain reading. You can kind of figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I think if I had time, I would have read more of 1 Corinthians 15, talking about the resurrection. So we talked about how a deeper motivation is Christ's resurrection and a future resurrection for us because of that.
Yep.
I listed a bunch of things from 1 Corinthians 15. I just want to read that
even
now just to like help people like just remind them of how incredible the resurrection is and how pitiful it is without the resurrection, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so 1 Corinthians 15, just starting in 14, again, I think I told everybody yesterday, maybe at every service, go
read
the whole chapter this week. It would be really helpful.
And you quoted from 1 through 4, though.
Correct. Right? Started out quoting from 1 through 4, but then just kind of summarized this section. So 1 Corinthians 15, starting in 14, it says, "And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished." So you die and that's it. Like you don't have hope. Mm-hmm. "If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied."
Yeah.
So just if I could have had more time to read that, to walk through that text, just to, as a man, maybe grim reminder of, or a pretty sad reminder even, to simply say like, man, if the resurrection didn't happen, We are in a big, big mess.
Yeah.
And everything that we're doing, we might as well just burn it up. Like it doesn't matter. And so probably just doubling down on that yesterday would have been the main thing. Maybe doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down, if that's a word, like on that simple truth that affects everything.
Yeah. I was just looking when we were in our 1 Corinthians series, when we would have gone through 1 Corinthians 15. That was back in end of March and April of 2021. Mm. So fun.
Everybody remembers that one.
Oh yeah. fun messages there.
Nothing else going on during 2020.
No, 2021. Not at all. But I love that we were in that then. So might be a good, go refresh your memory and go back and listen to that series
for
again.
Sure.
Or yeah, even just, I think meditating on that, that was a good call out. I think one of the things that early on in marriage, Kirsten and I started saying frequently was in the grand scheme of eternity, like what we're currently dealing with or how our reaction is, like in light of eternity, does this match up?
Yeah.
Like, is this a proper eternal perspective response? Which usually the answer is no.
Yeah.
and it's convicting, and then there's repentance, and then we get to glorify God in that. But yeah, I think that's just that vision for really the future hope that we have changes how we live here and now. Absolutely. And it's not just a, you know, Christ's death didn't just place us back at the starting line to try again. Like, that's kind of the picture we get of the Old Testament sacrificial systems. Like, try again, like go back to the starting line, where Christ's death and resurrection is what places us on the podium.
Yeah.
Like, the victory has been won. Mm, we have that picture. I just, like, you go to Hebrews, like, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run the race marked out. Like, it's already, we know the ending. Mm-hmm. So live in light of that.
Totally.
Sweet. Anything else there from?
No, I think there wasn't, like, I know we often talk about, like, we should have a ton left on the cutting room floor. With three verses, I felt like I was able to say most of everything that I wanted to say yesterday.
Yeah. I liked how, I don't know if I'd ever seen, just that connection to Psalm 116. We spent some time just reading that whole Psalm last night, which the ending of it, I mean, it's, like, reading that psalm is literally like the antithesis to the YOLO lifestyle. It's life's hard. I'm crying out to God. You're worthy to be praised. It's like, okay.
And I mean, that's literally, I mean, that's what Paul's talking about even just before this.
Yeah.
Like, this is hard. I'm struck down. Like,
yep.
But I'm not destroyed.
Right.
Like, I have my hope in the Lord. And so, man, I've just experienced all this hardship. That's why I can connect with this author writing Psalm 116.
Yeah, that was sweet. Great. So, Michael, I know we didn't have a lot of, like, go do this kind of stuff, but I think there's some opportunities here. My second question for you, what are some practical ways that we can deepen our devotion to God?
Yeah, I think in a great way, we often, even just insight into, like, our teachers' meetings and stuff, we talk about, like, okay, what is the application for the text? Like, if you preach a text and people can't apply it to their lives, then it's a miss. Like, we want to proclaim God's word, but you got to put it into practice.
Yeah, it should be knowledge of God's word and something that you do with it.
Correct.
Like, it doesn't just stay knowledge.
Correct. Now, I think where, like, maybe it's our American mindset of, like, okay, I got to actually go do something with it. Give me a to-do list.
Yep.
I don't think this text has a to-do list. Mm-hmm. It's, I believe, therefore I spoke. We believe, therefore we also speak. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't how to speak about the gospel, how to share the gospel. And we can talk about some of that stuff in a second. But there wasn't a practical to-do list.
Yep.
It was, we got to talk about our belief. What are we motivated by when it comes to speaking of Christ? Mm-hmm. What is the vision of why would we even share Christ? And so in our teachers' meetings, we talk about application being, what do we want our people to do or think or feel?
Okay.
And so I think coming out of that text yesterday, it's like, my hope is that people are more excited about grace. Mm-hmm. They're more excited about the resurrection. They love people more deeply. And so feeling those motivations, not just going to do something, you know, I just didn't want to give a to-do list to our people yesterday.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
So my hope, and we even ended the sermon yesterday, our time like before worship, which was, the worship team did a great job yesterday. It just fits so well with the sermon. But ended just saying, let's beg God for motivation and let's beg God for a grander vision of his glory. And so if you just get up today, which you're already up listening to this, obviously, but even throughout your day, God, remind me of deeper motivation to go talk about Jesus today. Give me a grander vision of your glory today. That's what my hope would be, mm-hmm. that people would beg for different motivation and different vision.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I even just think the more that we set our minds on future hope, like even just the realization of, you know, coming to faith as, you know, an early young adult. I remember when I first started praying, like for Christ's return, but, like my prayer switched from like, God, help me with these problems. Now I still absolutely pray about things that sure. I'm encountering, but like also future thinking, like delighting in the fact that Christ will return. Like when we have our mind diet is less on like, here's my problems and things I need God to deal with, and focus on me. And now when we're like, no, God, this is what you're doing. This is what you've done. This is what's going to happen. Like, let's go. I'm yeah. excited.
And that's what Paul's doing here. Right. Like, it's not, oh, my life is terrible, which he had a really hard life.
Yeah.
He could have said that. And he said, like, death's at work in us. Like, this is, I'm dying to all this stuff regularly. But even in that, he goes, man, let me remind you, Corinthians, of my belief. Let me remind you of where my hope is, why I'm doing this. And that was the whole thing yesterday. Yeah. Let's get a bigger why. So if people left yesterday going, I'm not sure what to do with that, but I'm really excited about the gospel, like, praise God. That's what I was going for.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sweet. Love that. Okay. So you said we can get to this about
yep.
some ways that we can speak about God. So not that we're looking for a to-do list.
It's okay. It's okay. To-dos are not bad. It's just this text didn't like, yep. Didn't push us in that direction.
Right, right. So if somebody does find themselves like, I do have that deeper devotion. Like yeah. I God is calling me to speak out. What do you think is some encouragement or practical ways that people can grow in the way that they speak about God
sure.
with others?
Because if we're begging God, give us a deeper motivation, give us a grander right. vision, and our people in our church are saying, yes, like I have that. My hope would be we would still give you practical things to do. So number one, it may seem simple, but pray for opportunities. Mm. Like if you have this great motivation and you have like a grand vision, pray for opportunities. And I guarantee you that the Lord will give you opportunities to speak of him.
Yeah. Cause God's not just like, okay, here's the conviction. You should talk about me to other people. Yeah. Go do it. He's in it.
Like yeah, totally.
He is giving you those. He will be at work in that. He will be with you in that.
And if we know that everything is about God,
yep.
we've talked about this over and over. If he's the treasure, if he's the prize, it's all about his glory. And we know that he will give us the desires of our heart. If our desires are lined up with his,
yeah.
he wants to be glorified. He deserves to be glorified. Right. So if we're saying, God, I want opportunities to glorify you, he's going to show you tremendous opportunities. Yeah. And so I would just start out by praying for opportunities. It's amazing when I start praying for opportunities mm-hmm. to talk about the gospel with any certain person, yeah. how many opportunities I find that I have with that person. Mm. So pray, number one, ask questions to that person. If they're telling you, oh my, if you go, how's your weekend? They're like, it was terrible. You shouldn't just leave it there. Like right. just say, hey, what happened? Like, what's going on? And they may tell you some really sinful stuff. They may tell you some really hard stuff. They may say, I don't want to talk about it. Don't keep pressing it at that point.
Right.
But just keep asking why. Like, hey, what was so bad? And you're not trying to pry in their life. Like, because remember, Paul was saying, I do this for your sake, right? Mm-hmm. Because I love you. I want to share the gospel with you because I love you. Mm-hmm. Not because you're my project. Not because you are like, I'm in this for myself to check a box. But I love you and I love God, and that's what I want to speak about. Mm-hmm. So ask why questions, mm-hmm. dig below the surface, because then you're going to be able to, I think, realize like, oh, they're trying to find satisfaction in something that's not satisfying. Then right. I can tell them about Jesus.
Right.
So pray for opportunities, ask questions, a lot of whys. And then we talked about not just making this evangelistic pursuit from like talking to strangers about the gospel, but how do we talk to our families about the gospel. Yep. And I think I may have mentioned this a couple of different times, but just a framework that I often use, consider your meal times, car times, and bedtimes, especially with your kids and your spouse, obviously with your spouse at bedtime. Consider those things, like make your car rides matter.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys, like how can this morning, or I've gotten to a habit lately, which John Allen from this one of our members said that he and his daughter have been doing this a lot lately. Cause I will, on the way to school with our little boys, I'm like, all right, guys, pray for each other today. And they fight over that, like who has to pray first, right? And then I say, all right, rock, paper, scissors, whoever loses prays first, right? So they have fun with it. They pray for each other. But John gave the idea of like, hey, what I've done is I'm going to pray for one person at my job today, and my daughter's going to pray for somebody in her class today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. So we've started doing that some.
Yeah, that's cool.
And just considering other people, but utilizing, and we have like a 3-minute commute mm-hmm. from our house to their school. And, mm-hmm. but it's 3 minutes that we get to talk about God. We get to talk to God. Yep. But utilizing those times, meal times, we have a 2-year-old at house. Meal times can be a little crazy at times, but we still try to talk about like, what are we grateful for today?
Yep.
Like, how has the Lord blessed us today? Yep. And then bedtime, we all know, like that's when our kids actually will talk about like good stuff, right? When it's time to go to bed, because right. they want to stay up longer. So utilize that, take advantage of that, take advantage of that with your spouse. Like, oh, kids are in bed. We can talk about the word now. Yep. So those are just some practical things.
Yeah, that's good. One of the things you were talking about, like praying for opportunities with people and asking questions. One of the things that I've feel like has opened up good opportunities is then like even praying with people, like
totally.
as they share that, like, hey, can I pray for you? But praying in a way that's not just like treating God like a genie, but praying in a way that actually proclaims the gospel.
Yeah.
So yep, this is an issue. These are the feelings, but God, you have done this. You have sent your son. I mean, really yeah. very clear. Like you can pray and share the gospel at the same time
sure.
and address the person you're with and their situation, yeah. but do it in a way that exalts Christ as really like God's the prize, sin's a problem, Jesus is the answer, faith is a response. I mean, just sure. being able to talk through that I think is helpful, but oh, that's sweet. Michael, anything else kind of in closing here?
No, I hope I was really excited to preach yesterday. Yeah. I told Erica that on, I think even on Saturday, I'm like, I can't wait to share this with our church. And my hope is that as this is talked about in connection groups, that I got excited because of the truth. And right. my hope is that in connection groups, people will start to like get that same excitement mm-hmm. about talking about the Lord. And I've just found myself as I've studied this over the past few weeks, like, just wanting to talk about the Lord more as yeah. I've been more excited about the truth.
Right.
And so that's my hope for all you guys as you listen to this, to really dig deeper into that truth, because it's so exciting and it makes you want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Michael, thanks. Thanks for opening up God's word yesterday. Church, let's be reminded that devotion to God results in speaking about God, and He is worthy of being spoke about.
Yep.
But He is also worthy of all of our devotion. And that's where it starts. We love you guys. See ya.